whatever situations you think you're going through, whatever issues are confronting you right now, they might be so overwhelming and you feel like giving up. You should know that whatever situation you are going through is not meant to break you, but it's meant to make you. Ask Jeje Okocha, ask Messi. Na person we hold ball, na him they receive attack pass. If you don't go through these situations, you can never become a stronger person. If gold doesn't go through fire, can be refined. My name is Israel Oluwafemi Makonjola, aka Femi Max. Welcome to another segment, another episode on entertainment and lifestyle. Your number one spot for the trending, latest and freshest gist on the social media platforms today. Please do well to share this link to your friends, your family, everyone via your social media platforms and virtually every platform you could share it on. Thank you, my people, my love. And on today's scene, okay, actually, I spoke about them. AKA the South African rapper who lost his girlfriend Nelly Tembe recently, and you know he has been silent over the issue, but finally opened up and posted a message on social media platform, and he said, "I'm heartbroken at the unfulfilled life we planned together." Rapper AKA finally speaks on the tragic death of his fiancée Nelly Tembe. "This is a situation I don't even wish on my worst enemy. You know, planning to build your life with somebody, going as far as introducing yourself to the parents and stuff like that, then at the end, it's really, really painful. Losing a loved one is painful, actually. We just hope gets through this." Okay, I'm still on the Nigerian scene today. ESCC arrest popular Instagram comedian Banky Roy and others over alleged internet fraud in Lagos. Make her talk. Make her just fame. Okay. You see, make her fame. But I just talk something smush. For the fact that Banky Roy was caught in this act, it doesn't mean other comedians, other celebrities, into it. There are some who actually are legitimate, you know, earners. So we just hope, you know, if he's guilty, they'll be able to prove, and if he's not, we hope you get out of the ESCC custody soon. Okay, moving on to the next news today. Nigerian actor Baba Ijesha was arrested for allegedly defiling a 14-year-old girl starting from when she was 7. Okay, I saw this on social media platform today after Tonto DK posted something about this man, about this incident, wishing and saying that she will make sure he rots in jail if actually proven guilty. And if this is true, man, this is really bad, because as a person of your caliber, you know, you're supposed to, you know, be an agent of change in society, you know, a person that, you know, does weird and, you know, degrading things like this. You know, this is really bad. This is really bad. I just feel for the child who might be going through serious emotional trauma, you know, at this point in time. To the next news today. comedian Emanuela has made her debut in an international movie titled Survive or Die. The comedian made a guest appearance alongside her band's Felino Doloso and Craig Borky. The movie sheds a light on the reality of immigrants across the world. And that will be all for today, folks. Stay tuned in for the latest and freshest plus trending gist on the social media platform. Thank you for your time. One love. Happy Mother's Day, my people. Welcome to another episode on the trending, freshest and latest gist on the social media platforms. My name is Israel Oluwafemi Makonjola, aka Femi Max. So my previous episode, I spoke about the rapper, the famous South African rapper, aka who lost his girlfriend Nelly Tembe to alleged suicide. He said she jumped from a 10-story building, and the family were thrown into mourning. So today something just came up on the social media today, and people were talking about her case being a case of domestic violence. So I'll just quickly go through the story and some comments that people had made concerning this incident. Okay, so domestic violence. Photos of rapper aka violently breaking down a bedroom door where his late fiancee Nelly Tembe was hiding during an alleged fight surfaces. Then someone came online and said, but okay, this from Ongene Jane. I'll be going through the comments right now. She said, but how do people tolerate violent people? Self, you will now go as far as getting engaged to the person and eventually marrying the person. Them use marriage swear for you. Okay. Wow. Someone said, with this, there's the possibility he pushed her from that height, leading to her death. Then that's from Nengi Anita Obed, and someone replied on that comment saying, exactly my thoughts, my sister, very heartbroken. Being in an abusive relationship is worse than ever. No amount of love can equate the pains. Wow, this is real talk there. Next is a comment from Nkiru Oraiku. She's saying, emotional abuse, physical abuse can leave you depressed and suicidal. Stay away from toxic people, family, friend, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, etc. Sometimes you think it's love. No, it isn't. They've manipulated and gaslighted you into feeling inferior. And that's what they do. They make you feel worthless. Trust the moment you leave, you regret why you didn't leave a long time ago. The peace of mind that comes with it is irreplaceable. That's from Nkiru. Now, Nathaniel B. Izzy says, some ladies are the cause of their problems. I'm very sure if that guy is interrogated, the lady might have insulted the hell out of him, and that warranted him to raise his hands on her. Man, this is wrong. Say, dear ladies, respect your husband and he will treat you like a queen. What do you have to say about these comments coming from Nathaniel B? Easy to me, man, no talk. Chineye Blessing Namani says, fiancé, you said,
thank God they are still in the courtship level, but the question is, will she pay attention to these signs? A lot of people undergoing, you know, domestic violence in their marriages today saw the signs during courtship or dating, you know, phase, but they paid deaf attention to it, especially when they had been blindfolded by love professions from their fiancé after each argument. Why some were hoping that he or she would change after marriage? Is it normal for couples to have misunderstanding? Yes, it is. If siblings with same background do quarrel, how much more individuals with different background? But it's becoming a severe issue when violence is included. We all need a partner that can always know how to calm situations during misunderstanding and not trigger fights or violence. Don't just wish for a rich man, equally pray for a sane man or woman. Wow, this is deep. So, my people, what is your take on this? Do send me your DM, send me messages. If you tell me what you think about this, and I'll talk about it in my next podcast session. And this is it has been my pleasure. My name is Israel Oluwafemi Makonjola, aka Femi Max. One love, my people. You cannot give what you don't have. You can only give what you have. So stop trying to overstress yourself because you want to please everyone around you. You end up being broken. My name is Israel Oluwafemi Makonjola, aka Femi Max. Welcome to another episode on entertainment and lifestyle, where I bring to you the latest, the freshest, and trending gist on social media platforms each week. So my people, just only one story trending today. Okay, there are different stories trending, yeah, but there's one particular story I just want to tell you guys about, and it's about Naira Marley, aka the Malian King, aka Okay, Naira Marley posted something on his Instagram account, and he spoke about his sexual fantasy, about how he wants or how he wishes to have sex with a mother and a daughter, you know, like at once. So a lot of comments, you know, this kind of topic, they catch people's eye, like it interests people. So someone actually took this really, really personal, and this person happens to be an actress, yeah, a Nigerian actress, Ada Ame. So I was going through, you know, trending gist on entertainment on social media platforms today, and this one, it catch my eye. So I have to like bring this one to my audience, and actually I need to get replies from you guys. So on the next podcast session, I'll just, you know, talk about it, like talk about your comments and what you guys think about this topic. So do you think what this guy is talking about is actually sensible? And do you think, like, is this what does this like message portray to the society at large, especially the young ones who sees Naira Marley, you know, as a role model? So Ada Ame, in her message to Naira Marley, I'm just quoting part of it, she says, "You are an imbecile. I regret the day I hugged you." Actress Ada Ame. So I'll talk about the story as it is on Yaba Left. Okay. Nollywood actress Ada Ame has slammed controversial Nigerian singer Naira Marley after he publicly spoke about his sexual fantasy. Recall that the Malian president yesterday shared with his followers his aspiration of wanting to get down with a mother and a daughter at the same time. According to him, someday he's going to have sex with a mother and a daughter. One day. He stated further that the mother should be aged under 40, while her daughter should be over 18. Ada, who apparently was irritated by this singer's, by Nirmali's naughty fantasy, slammed him and accused him of using his page to promote things that ain't positive. So some people might think, okay, there's nothing bad in expressing your sexual fantasy, but looking at the context, context whereby that act on its own, first of all, you're considering your moral. Okay, Nirmali, actually, we know, say, in music now, like, it just promotes sexual stuff, but at least to a certain extent, it just speaks about women and their body, blah, 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 blah. And he had, gone a step further in saying, okay, I don't want just the lady now. I want both the mom and the child, like the daughter, at once. So, and this guy just finished fasting. Ramadan just finished. And it seems the Ramadan didn't even, didn't humble this guy. Like, he came back as a hungry lion. So, Ada Ameh shared a video on her Instagram page and revealed that she unfollowed Nirmali because of this post. And in her words, she said, "I had to unfollow you, man, because you don't get sense. You just open your mouth, say you won't sleep with." She no complete the statement. Okay. "Tell your mother that Ada Grace Ameh said, first of all, before you go sleep with mother and child, make your mama sleep with your papa brother. You no get sense. You be idiot. You be stupid boy." Is this insult not too much? Now tell me, if Nirmali was your son, your child, how will you react as a mother, as a father? So I'll be waiting for your comments, guys. So she finally, Ada Ameh told Nirmali, she asked him rather, why he can't learn anything from the way Don Jazzy and other celebrities use their fame and social media pages to promote positive things. Okay, do you think she is in a position to, tell Nirmali how to go about his affairs, or do you think Nirmali had overstepped his boundaries? I'll be waiting your comments, and I'll talk about it on my next podcast session. Thanks for your time. My name is Israel Oluwafemi Makanjola, and as you know, aka Femi Max. Peace.